with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The FBI searching the Maryland home of John Bolton, part of an investigation into the handling of classified documents.
Mr. Bolton had served in President Trump's first term for almost a year and a half as National Security Advisor, but clashed over policies pertaining to Iran, Afghanistan, and North Korea. Subsequently, Mr. Bolton faced scrutiny over a book he wrote about his time in government, which officials claimed disclosed classified information. The Justice Department abandoned a lawsuit in 2021 and dropped a separate grand jury investigation. George Williams, Washington.
The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered that National Guard troops patrolling the streets of Washington for President Trump's crackdown to be armed. The new guidance says they'll be carrying their service-issued weapons. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is ramping up hiring.
The Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Georgia is training the new recruits. The training includes firearms, driving techniques, de-escalation, and immigration law, with a focus on the Fourth Amendment and immigration law. The agency is receiving $76.5 billion from Congress, with $30 billion earmarked for new staff. ICE aims to hire 10,000 new deportation officers by the end of the year. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has opened the door ever so slightly to lowering a key interest rate in the coming months, but gave no hint on the timing of a move, and suggested the central bank will proceed cautiously. Powell said that there are risks of both rising unemployment and stubbornly higher inflation. That puts the Fed in a tough spot. But Wall Street has reacted. The Dow is up 905 points. The NASDAQ composite adding 362. This is SRN News. A Texas judge blocks a Ten Commandments law.
The measure requires that every school post a copy of the Decalogue, but U.S. District Judge Fred Beery has granted an injunction on behalf of a group of plaintiffs. Beery says the display of the commandments violates the so-called separation of church and state, and peppered his decision with personal opinions, such as his belief that religion was created by man because he fears death. Commandments laws in Kentucky and Louisiana have also been struck down. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One of Sweden's most beloved wooden churches has been moved as part of the relocation of the town of Kiruna. It's happening because the world's largest underground iron ore mine is threatening to swallow that town. Thousands of visitors descended on the small metropolis north of the Arctic Circle to watch the Kiruna Swedish Lutheran Church's relocation this week. Atop a giant wheel platform, the church was constructed in 1912. This is SRN News. Sri Lankan police have arrested the country's former president over allegations of misusing public funds.
At the heart of this case is a trip to the UK in 2023 when it's alleged the former president and his wife stopped off for a private visit on the way home from official engagements in the US and Cuba and used state funds for personal purposes. The former leader denies any wrongdoing and insists several official meetings took place during the stopover. Mr. Wickremesinghe has been widely credited with helping put Sri Lanka back on the road to economic recovery during his time in office.
BBC correspondent Tom Bateman. In Bangkok, Thailand's former prime minister, 76-year-old Thaksin Shinawatra, has been acquitted of a royal defamation charge by a court. It's in a case that could have sent him to prison for up to 15 years. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.